Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 74 and verses 1 to 3. O God, why do you cast us off forever? I think this is just exaggerating. It's never forever. We know sometimes in seasons, it's for a season. Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, which you have redeemed to be the tribe of your heritage. Remember Mount Zion, where you have dwelt. Direct your steps to the perpetual ruins. The enemy has destroyed everything in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. It's not a nice scenario, but we can relate. We can relate to that. This, you know, when we understand the sheep of God's pasture, the people God has taken hold of, we see a quality of life and a joy and a peace and blessings in, yeah, we see it in a very special way. And when we look, you know, at what is taking hold now in this world, the runes, the ruining, where lies are truth, where instead of faith there is fear, where instead of freedom, the freedom that's been made available, that we have seen in the people of old, that the Lord has loved and they have loved the Lord, and what we are seeing now. And so we see that the enemy has sneaked in and he's really taken hold in a powerful way. And then just like that, like the psalmist writes here, we can say, Lord, remember the sheep of your pasture, because we are also, we've come out of darkness, we've been a part of the problem, but now we're in the answer. And so now remember us. Remember your congregation which you have purchased of old. Remember Mount Zion which you have dwelt. And so just as these guys could relate to them being a people that has been taken out by God, and they've been redeemed to be your heritage. We know that's our portion as well. And we know it's not only for us, it's also for the world. One came, one died, one dealt with sin, and one has made it available for everyone to come home. And so everyone can come home and be a full cup, be what God made them to be, and then be blessings, and then bring blessings to this earth. So this is for the earth as well. So we thank you, Lord, that you see these runes that has come through the deception of the evil one. And we lift it up again to you afresh this morning, Father God. And thank you, Lord, that we're not blind to what is wrong, Lord, because we know what is right. And when you know what is right, you know what is counterfeit. You know what is a lie, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for just constantly having your love upon us, Father Lord. Father God, to discern the lie so that we don't fall in it and bring pain to us and to our children, Father God, and into the people around us. But thank you, Lord, that you keep us in your love, Father God, to discern the evil, Father God, and to turn away from it, Lord, to bind the evil, Father God, and look to you, Lord, and thank you, Father God. You come through with the light, the life, the joy, the peace. Your presence is fullness of joy. In your presence, there is provision, Lord. Thank you. You come through for us, for South Africa, Africa, and the world. Thank you, Father God, that you've allowed this demonic oppression to come so that people can look to you and turn away from the world, turn away from the work of their hands, and find a living God and the work that you've laid out for us. Thank you for the wonderful scripture. We are your workmanship. Hallelujah. For good works laid out for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.